something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You're most sanctified, the most devoid of doubts, the most devoid of fear that you ever experienced. Even if it had 10% fear, even if it had 60% fear, maybe that was the highest you were able to attain. He says, now build yourself on that most holy faith, that highest faith you ever had. Build yourself from there. How? He says, by praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in your human understanding, fears can come into your language. Fears can come into your speech. Fears can come to your heart. And you say things that you really don't mean. You say things you wouldn't like to say. You pray the normal prayer that many people pray. Oh, Father, just help me. And the moment you say, help me, you have placed yourself in a disadvantaged position, in the place of unbelief and fear. Oh, God, help me. You have confessed a helplessness. Your faith goes like that. You just... Oh God, help me. Help me. Finished. See? Unbelief. Oh God. Please. But God doesn't want that. Oh, I wish you would know. God wants us happy all the time. He wants it. He wants us full of joy all the time. That's what he wants. Listen, that's why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to come and make us paupers. He didn't send him to make us beggars. He didn't send him to get us to learn a lesson. We were already in bad shape before he came. He didn't need anybody to tell us we were in bad shape. We were in bad shape before Jesus came. We couldn't get worse. And we needed somebody to come and show us some light. And he came and said, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. And I said, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Now I have the light of life. I'm not in darkness anymore. I'm not in darkness about anything in life. I have the light of life. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, glory. Oh. Whew. Building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. That means praying through the Spirit. Praying through the Spirit. Praying with the ability of the Spirit. That means... Number one, praying prophetic prayers. Prophetic prayers are inspired prayers lifted first from the scriptures and by the inspiration of the Spirit like he inspired the scriptures. A lot of times you're speaking God's words back to him from the scriptures. You're quoting scriptures in your prayer. They're prophetic prayers. Then you're speaking forth the word into your life, declaring the words of faith into your life and into the lives of others. That's prophetic prayer. That's praying in the Holy Ghost. Another way to pray in the Holy Ghost is where he says in Romans chapter 8, when you read from verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself prays for us, making intercession with what? Deep sighs. He makes groanings that cannot be uttered through us. These are not words in other tongues. These are not words in your own language. They are deep sighs. They are groanings. Sometimes you feel you find yourself crying. You don't have any reason. You just go. Not because you feel pain. Not because you're sorry about something. Not because you're in need of something. You're just breaking down the heart. It's there. Deep sighs that cannot be put in articulate speech in any language. Then the Bible says that God, who knows the mind of the Spirit, God who searches the hearts, he knows the mind of the Spirit, for the Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to the will of God. For sure he's not praying some negative prayer. He knows what the case is. He knows what the matter is concerning you. Are you listening to me? And when you pray that kind of prayer, you find yourself walking into destiny. Oh, hallelujah. You find yourself showing up at the right time. You come and say, we were just talking about you. We were just trying to call you. It's good you came now, because something was about to happen and you have come to change it. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Yeah. You walk into destiny. He that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. For he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Then the next verse, the 28th verse says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Why? Because they've been praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If things seem confusing in your life, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost and get yourself out of the mess. You're not sure what side to turn. Pray in the Holy Ghost. And when you have prayed in the Holy Ghost, how do you pray in the Holy Ghost? I tell you. You can't start out. I said there are deep sighs. The groanings that cannot be uttered. Remember, he says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. He props us up in our weakness. That's what he's saying. Now, he props us. He helps us. That means it's about something that we are already doing. Are you listening? Okay, so you can't just start and say, okay, I'm going to groan now. I'm going into groaning prayer. You can go into sighing prayer. You can go into groaning prayer. But what are you going to do? Very simple. First, you take the third one, and that third one leads you into the second one that I mentioned. Okay, you still here? What's that third one? Speaking in other tongues. Praying in other tongues. Now, when you pray in other tongues, you activate your spirit. Let me explain why this is so important. Paul said, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. When I pray in an unknown tongue, it's my spirit. That's praying. It's my spirit. So he's given us a light to activate in our spirits. Now, we activate our minds all the time. We speak words from our minds all the time. We choose to do or not do from our minds anytime. But activating the human spirit is a little more difficult for most people. So, the easiest way, the primary way to activate your spirit is by speaking in other tongues. And when you speak in other tongues, your spirit comes alive. And then what you do, listen to your spirit. If you will listen to your spirit, the Holy Spirit can easily work through your spirit, because your spirit will be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and pick his signals, such that if there's something that is urgent, if there's something that the spirit needs to take over and bear with your spirit, he can do it then. But if you're speaking in tongues while you're looking around, when you're doing that distracted, then your spirit cannot attain to the Spirit of God, because you are not attending to your spirit. You see that? So you just pray and you are dry-eyed. You've prayed that way for a whole year and you didn't experience this kind of groaning or deep sign of the spirit. That's traumatic, tragic, and terrible.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.